Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So what the heck was Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing buying a bunch of candy bars?
Yeah, he returned to the scene of the crime.
What?
What?
This is a pretty wild story. He said when he was a young man, he was a klepto kid. Take a listen to the story he posted yesterday.
When I was 14 years old, every day I used to stop here at the 7-Eleven and steal a king-size Snicker bar because I couldn't afford to buy one. That was my pre-workout food. I did that for almost a year every day. I had to come back and buy every Snickers bar on those shelves.
What I'm hearing is Snickers is a pre-workout. So does that mean every time I eat a Snickers, I can say, it's my pre-workout?
You have to then work out, though. Yeah, so he went back to the scene of the crime, Ted, and wanted to right the wrong. And so he bought all the Snickers that they had at that 7-Eleven that he stole from back when he was a teenager.
Oh, so he just gave him the money. He did not walk out with more Snickers bars.
Well, why wouldn't you, though?
I mean, if you're...
I just feel like you're just buying Snickers bars at that, you're not paying anybody back for anything.
So he should have doubled it then, is what you're saying?
Okay. I'm here for it, trust me. Yeah. Get all the Snickers bars you can.
But we all did that. If you were under the age of 18, whether you were 2, 5, 15, or whatever, we were all klepto kids. We all shoplifted, didn't we?
At least one point, yeah.
You, Charlie? You were a klepto kid?
Yeah. Not numerous times, but yes, once my family was on vacation. We were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and there was this little rubber cowboy that I wanted, and I was like 13, 14, like old enough to know better, but I wanted it, so I just put it in my purse, and Charlie, no poker face over here, apparently had it written all over my face because my mom took me outside and was like, open your bag right now.
She knew you took it on the spot.
Oh, yeah. I got in so much trouble. Who gets in trouble on vacation?
Who steals a rubber cowboy?
Did your mom do the classic mom thing? Because this was happening to me when I was a klepto kid, too. Mom would find out, and you'd have to go back to the store, talk to the store manager.
Oh, no. You hide your crazy and act like a lady. No, my mom didn't want anybody to know that I did that. No. Yeah. We threw it away, but she didn't want anyone to know I did it.
That's the difference of the North and the South. You live down here in Georgia. Yes. I was in Michigan. My mom's like, you walk your white trash butt back into that Ace Hardware.
No, you got to hide your crazy and act like a lady.
Did the rubber cowboy, did it have a squeaky toy in it?
No, it was like one of those little posable, you know, almost like a Gumby. Do you remember the little Gumbies back in the day? Like it was kind of like that little thing.
Melanie and Marietta, you had a klepto kid?
Well, my little boy was probably 3, and he wouldn't steal from a store. He would steal when he went to somebody's house. And I would have to check his pockets every day when we got home.
What kind of stuff would he steal, Melanie?
It was pretty much random, you know, a nail clipper, pennies, just really random stuff. And it got so bad that I couldn't send him anywhere with pockets. I would have to, I send him to preschool in pajamas.
So if you see a kid wearing pajamas during the day, it means they're a little dirty thief.
That's right. Sticky fingers. Right. Sticky fingers Pete over here.
Instead of juicy on the backside, it should say criminal.
Right.
404-741-0985. We're looking for klepto kids. Tad, Drex, and Kara show. Talking about klepto kids, The Rock just went back and repaid a 7-Eleven where he stole a bunch of Snickers bars when he was 14.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a klepto kid? 404-741-0985.
Yeah, not were you a klepto kid. It's like, what did you steal? We were all klepto kids. Please.
You say that.
Oh, we all did.
What was it for you, Drex?
It was a
career criminal, I'm sure.
For sure. This is weird and kind of gross. You remember back in the day, you used to buy like DVDs and CDs from like a music store at the mall, right?
Yeah.
And one of the DVDs was the Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, wow.
You know, her first Playboy DVD.
Uh-huh.
So me and a buddy, Joe Popke, went into
Joe,
right?
He's just got a name that says prison all over it.
He's been in prison for sure. I reformed. but we stole the Jenny McCarthy Playboy DVD. And back in the day, the CDs and DVDs had like the little like magnetic strip on it that if you took it through the exit or entrance of the store, it would go off. So we figured out how to peel those off. Did it. I didn't realize when my buddy Joe peeled it off, he threw it on the ground. It stuck to the bottom of my shoe.
No way. So that's karma right there.
As we're walking out, the alarm goes off and they stop us. And the worst part is like it wasn't the stealing. It was what we stole. That was the big. Yeah.
Wow.
Did a part of you like imagine if it happened today? Jenny McCarthy would hear about you going to juvie and she would come and bail you out or come visit you in jail.
How old am I at this point?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, we're stopping this conversation. This is a family show.
We're entered a new world.
Right, yeah.
Katie and Villarica, Klepto Kids?
Yes, I have my youngest. She used to love to steal things. We would take the diaper bag in the store and I'd start loading the cart full of groceries and certain things like that. And I would get home and I would start unloading the diaper bag. And little did I know, in the side pocket, she would steal. She has stolen makeup. She has stolen hand sanitizer. She stole a pack of cheese one time.
But Katie, do you think that she's just trying to help mom? Or was she...
Yeah, I was going to say, these all do sound like items that mom would want.
Well, yeah, you know, it was helpful. And by that time, I was like, well, we can't do this again, baby, but thank you for the free makeup.
404-741-0985, talking about Klepto Kids. Megan in Woodstock on hold. She was a Klepto Kid, taking it to a new level. And the TV show that her parents made her watch to scare her straight is incredible. We're talking about Klepto Kids because it's kids that we're talking about, not adults.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people
feeling
guilty about their Black Friday activities.
Right.
I don't want to know about that. It's fun when you're a kid. Megan in Woodstock, what about you, Klepto Kid?
Yeah, so like, oh God, I barely remember this, but I stole a pair of my mom's, like, pantyhose. They were, like, silver pantyhose.
Okay.
And I used them to scam at school and try to, like, steal one of the scooters.
How would you use pantyhose to steal a scooter from the gym?
I must have seen it on some show. I, like, covered my face, like, you know, put it over my head. Yeah.
So you pulled the pantyhose over your head at your school and stole a scooter. And did you get caught?
Yeah, well, actually, nobody was really even around, so I didn't even really need to put them over my head. But I know one of the nuns saw me, and so, yeah, I did get caught, and my parents were like, their punishment was they made me watch an episode of Oz. Do you remember Oz?
Like that HBO jail show?
Yeah, they figured, like, they scare me. And
yeah,
then
I want to scare you straight.
Oh,
I've seen that.
So, wait, they figure that you learned how to steal from TV. You might as well learn what prison life was like from TV.
I guess so. Yeah, my parents left it to the TV to undo the lesson, the bad lesson I learned.
If you haven't seen the show Oz, like, this is not like a cute little prison show. This is like,
it's how it really is.
How it really is. So the fact just kills me. Danielle in Woodstock, Klepto Kids.
So I'm a pre-K teacher. Last year I had a Klepto Kid in my class. We had to pat him down between rooms with the art, and he would have like all of the paint in his pockets. we had this room called the Coconut Theater where we could go, and it was like sand and stuff like that. So we'd come back, and he would steal the sand from Coconut Theater.
Trailing behind him.
Wow. Yeah, and you're just like looking down the hallway, and he's got a whole trail of sand that he stole. And you're just like, okay, well, what else you got in your pockets, buddy? And so every time we would leave a classroom, we would pat him down, and he would have. You would never know what was going to be in this kid's pocket. And then the worst part was he would bring mom and dad's jewelry to school.
Oh, so he's like going both. He's stealing from everybody.
Yeah, so there was nobody that, like, was free to not get, you know, robbed by this kid. And so he would come with mom's, you know, diamond earrings or dad's wedding ring. And we would have to hold it throughout the rest of the day to return it to mom or dad.
No, you hold it as incentive for mom and dad to have a parent-teacher conference to discuss this kid.
Yes, that was coming.
Yeah, grab the wall, Liam. Time for a pat-down.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
I'm filling in for Kara, who's out on maternity leave, just on the trivia game, not to step on Charlie's feet or anything.
That's okay.
Good morning, Tony in Douglasville.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
All right, everybody, Tony, you know what to do. Let's kick Tad out of the studio.
All right, Tad, let's go take a hike, please. I appreciate it.
I guess I'll go climb Mount Kennesaw and stop by Whataburger on my way back.
All right.
That 3-hour line.
Yeah, right. So you know the drill. Tad leaves the studio. We'll ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Bring Tad back in. Ask him the same questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
Absolutely. Sounds great, guys.
Question number one. Name the Atlanta media mogul famous for his Madea character that signed a 4-movie deal with Amazon Studios yesterday.
That would be Tyler Perry.
Question number two. Elon Musk is claiming Apple is threatening to remove the social media network he recently purchased from their app store. What's that app?
Twitter.
Question three. Will Smith says he understands if people aren't ready to see his new movie due out next week. Before moving to Bel Air, where did the Fresh Prince live?
I know it's not right, but I the only thing that comes to mind is New York, but I know that's not right. Maybe like Boston or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're on the right eastern seaboard. Yeah. All right, question four. Netflix says the Wednesday Addams series was a huge hit over the Thanksgiving break. What's Wednesday's mom's name?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
All right, and question five. A man in Oklahoma is in jail after threatening his family with a gun over a game of Monopoly. Justified. What's the name of the last two properties on a Monopoly board?
Hotel, I think. Maybe hotel. And I don't know the other one.
Gonna bring Tad
in. These are really hard questions, especially that last one. Wow. Tony, you started out strong, but that's okay. Those questions got harder and harder.
We brought Tad back in. He was standing outside the studio. You ready for the same exact questions?
It's Giving Tuesday, but that doesn't mean I'm giving Tony my money.
All right, question number one. Name the Atlanta media mogul famous for his Madea character that signed a 4-movie deal with Amazon Studios yesterday.
It'll take him 20 minutes to make those movies. Tyler Perry.
That's correct. That's what Tony said. 1-1.
Question two. Elon Musk claiming Apple is threatening to remove the social media network he recently purchased off of their app store. What's that app?
Twitter.
That is what Tony said. 2-2.
I like seeing the man stick it to the man.
Right? Question number three. Before moving to Bel Air, where did the Fresh Prince live?
Philly.
I'll take it. Yep.
Yeah, we could have been West Philadelphia.
Yeah, born and raised.
Yeah.
Tony was on the Eastern Seaboard, but was not close. All right, it is 3-2.
Question number four. What is Wednesday Addams' mom's name?
Another Addams family question.
I know. Bringing the heat.
I think the kid's name was Thumper.
No.
I don't remember. Morticia?
Morticia is correct. Tony couldn't remember that. All right.
Hey.
4-2.
And question number five, a tough one. What's the name of the last two properties on a Monopoly board?
There's nothing tough about that at all. Those are the most sought after properties you can buy. Boardwalk and Park Place.
There it is.
Wow.
They're blue. They're like a navy blue.
I'm trying to get fancy. You know what? Tad probably loves playing Monopoly because there's like a lot of friction involved. You know,
isn't it like a 5-hour game?
You know, I'm the only person that plays Monopoly that actually goes around suing homeowners associations.
All right.
Seems
final
about right.
Score 5-2. Tony and Douglasville, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today. Not on this wonderful Tuesday.
All right, man. You get me next time.
I got you. Thank you again so much, guys. And Charlie, it's been a pleasure listening to you every morning. And I hope Kara's doing great, guys. Y'all have a wonderful Tuesday. See y'all later.
Thanks,
Charlie.
Tony.
Love listening to you. Can't wait for Kara to get back.
I'm
kidding. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Don't look at me like that. It's B98.5.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy today with a high getting up to 67. Love that. Rain moves in this evening. Storms overnight. It's 47 in Midtown. Hawks lost to the 76ers, 104-101. World Cup Soccer, U.S. plays Iran.
Mm.
What, North Korea wasn't available?
I think it's pronounced Iran.
Sorry. Iran. I don't care how I pronounce that place. Yeah. 2 o'clock this afternoon on Fox. Nobody's getting anything done after 2 o'clock today.
No, definitely not.
What's going on, Charlie?
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary Word of the Year has been unveiled. If you're in a relationship, maybe a toxic relationship you're examining, you want to know what this word is and, more importantly, what it means. That is coming up. But for the last 6 straight years, Billie Eilish has done an interview with Vanity Fair right around this time of year. But she's saying this year will be the last. And if you want to know why, she put together a montage of the people at Vanity Fair asking her the same questions for the last 6 years.
My name is Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. I think it's October 18th, 2017.
It's October 18th, 2018.
October 18th, 2019. 2020. 2021.
Wait, Billie Eilish has been around for 6 years?
Yeah.
Like, been famous for 6 years?
Is that the oldest? Does that make you feel old?
That's my takeaway.
All right, let's talk about words. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary has released their word of 2022. And before I tell you what it is, take a listen to how they determine what the word will be.
What we're looking for the word of the year is the words that are looked up in 2022 that were not looked up in large numbers in earlier years.
All right, so it's a word that people know, but it really gained some popularity over the last year. Okay.
The 2022 word of the year is gaslighting. You've probably heard that, seen it in memes. So what exactly does it mean?
The act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage.
We talked about this last night, Ted, you and I. Like, my wife says I'm gaslighting her all the time. And I'm like, I don't know, what does that mean?
This happens all the time in my relationship. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
My wife says, hey, did we get that new bedroom set? You didn't buy the bedroom set that you promised? And I go, no, we never talked about the bedroom set. And then she tries to make me feel crazy by telling me, we had a whole conversation about this.
Oh, so your wife gaslights you.
She's gaslighting me. Okay. So you're doing the same thing to your wife. You basically tell her, you make her feel crazy.
Well, no, my wife will say, like, you never do anything around the house. And then I'm like, I put that light up, that fan up. I painted that wall. And she's like, you're gaslighting me. I'm like, no, I'm defending myself. It's not gaslight.
That's not gaslighting.
Okay, well, you tell her that.
No, I'm not telling her that.
Tell her that.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So Jill, you invited your friend Tori for your family's Thanksgiving?
Tori recently got divorced. And I just thought, I don't want her to be alone on Thanksgiving. I had this image of her being sad in her apartment, eating by herself. And I was like, please come to my family Thanksgiving. You'll be happy to be around people.
That's a very nice thing to do, but why would you need forgiveness?
At the end of dinner, my dad and my cousin, who both of them are divorced, they started giving Tori all of this advice about what she needs to do now that she's divorced and how she should be feeling. And they just, it was like every third word out of their mouth was divorce. It's like, it's all they talked about.
Yeah. And guys have this weird thing where they're always trying to fix a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Tori didn't take it too well, Jill.
No, she looked so visibly upset. Like, you could see her face totally change. And I felt so bad. And I went into the kitchen to put up a dish and I came back and she was gone. So the next day we were supposed to do Black Friday shopping together and she never showed up. She hasn't been returning my texts or my calls. And I feel so bad. Like, she's one of my really good friends and I feel like I hurt her in a time where she doesn't need to be any more hurt. She's already hurt.
Well, you didn't hurt her. Your dad and your husband hurt her.
My cousin. But
your
cousin. I put her in that situation. I feel really responsible.
All right, well, why don't we do this? In a couple of minutes, we'll call her, and we'll see if she'll forgive you.
Okay.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jill was just telling us that her friend Tori's recently divorced, so she invited her over for Thanksgiving. And the whole time, Jill sat there while her father and her cousin absolutely grilled her friend about her divorce and gave her this unsolicited advice. So Jill goes out to the kitchen for a minute, comes back. Tori's gone and hasn't been responding to her text or nothing. So we're going to see if we can get Tori on the phone here and talk to her for a minute. Jill, sit tight. Let us have a conversation with Tori.
Hello.
Hey, Tori. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, guys. What's going on?
Well, we were curious about how everybody's Thanksgiving was last week. Did you have a good time?
Am I on Forgive and Forget?
Oh, Tori is a listener.
You are.
Is Tom on the other line?
Maybe. What would Tom be looking for forgiveness for?
This is so embarrassing. I'm sorry that I kissed you in the kitchen.
Huh. Who's Tom?
Tori, Tom is not the person that's on the other line. You were right about the forgive and the forget part. But Tom is not on the other line.
Who's on the other line? Tori, are you for real? Oh, my God. Jill, I'm so sorry. It's not what it sounds like.
How could it not be what it sounds like?
Wait, why are you calling me on Forgive
and Forget? Hang on. Can we just jump in here real quick? We have to figure this out. Jill came on because she thought everyone at her Thanksgiving dinner talking about divorce made you sad, Tori. But it seems like... You had a better time than Jill thought. Who's Tom?
Tori. He was like encouraging me to like put myself out there and move on. And I felt like he was flirting with me. And so I kissed him.
Who is this guy?
He's my dad.
Whoa.
Stop it right now.
How could you kiss my dad? Oh my.
He was being so
nice. He's like an old man.
He's not an old man. He's 50.
Tori, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, that's not...
That's nothing.
Yeah, right.
Stop. Hey, that's not nothing.
Wait, how did this all happen? I thought... So your dad, Jill, was at this party. And when Tori, when you left, did you leave with her dad? Or you had just... This had happened?
No, I felt embarrassed and I just went home. I also felt really bad. Okay, Jill, like I knew I shouldn't have done that. I've just been so lonely and your dad was so sweet to me, encouraging me to move on, and I'm sorry.
I need to stop picturing it.
I am desperate for logistics, but the fact of the matter is it happened. And as some of us here know, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Tori, are you willing to forgive Jill?
Me? There's nothing to forgive. I'm the one that needs to be forgiven.
Jill, do you forgive Tori?
Just please don't kiss my dad again.
Are you able to commit to not kissing her dad again?
It's a little late for that, and he was a really good kisser.
Oh, my gosh.
Tori, you kissed Jill's dad more than once.
All future holidays are expected to be very uncomfortable.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, all Shelly needed was to borrow some marshmallows, and now somehow she's on the neighborhood watch list.
What?
Yeah, we'll find out what went wrong. A lot of things had to go wrong. Coming up tomorrow morning, Forgive and Forget, every weekday at 7.
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas, helping Atlanta families in need this holiday season.
Yeah, it's Giving Tuesday, and we need your help buying Christmas presents for families who could not pull it off without you. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah, we adopted 20 families, and one of the families is the Baez family. It's Peggy and her husband, Nick. It was quite the year for them. HVAC system on the fritz costing them thousands. Mm. Nick is working 12-hour days to support the family of their 7 kids.
Oh,
and
boy.
And then Peggy just lost her mom. Wow. So it's really just been a tough year. Peggy, have you had to have the conversation with your children that, like, hey, Christmas is going to be a little light this year?
the older ones understand because they're 17 and 13.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the 8, 9, and 10-year-old, they're still, they don't understand. They're like, well, just go work more.
Oh, right.
You can't quite do that. Yeah. You got to sleep sometime.
But also, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids should not be dealing with so much mm-hmm. in such a short period of time, especially.
Mm-hmm.
They've been trying to come up with their own ideas. I have my 10-year-old loves to go outside, and he dug up a big, what is it? I want to say crystal. A quartz uh-huh. crystal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was trying to sell it to the neighbors.
You think his thought process, though, I can sell this rock and give the money to mom and dad and then everybody can have Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kinds of things are on their list?
So the 8 and 9-year-old really want a safe to keep their toys from the other brothers.
I like it.
They have a PlayStation that they've had forever, and the 7 kids' controllers get broken. So my 7-year-old's like, no, I'm going to put the controller in my safe
when
we get a new one, because then nobody can break it that way.
Yeah.
Lily, my 13-year-old, she's an artist. She loves to draw. She's always drawing on herself. And so I've been looking for pins that are safe on skin.
Well, Peggy, I know you've got those two items and a bunch of other items on your list. And what we've been doing is we ask our audience to buy the presents for you online. In addition to that, we also have some sponsors who are kind of largely working behind the scenes to make sure that every family gets taken care of. And we have a little surprise for you, because we have Kenny Cowan from Breda Pest Management. He's been on the phone listening to your story. Hey, Kenny.
Hey there. Hi, Peggy. Good morning.
Hi, Kenny. Good morning.
You know, really struck a chord with us, a mom and dad that, you know, really work really hard to provide for the family. And gosh, you just need a little extra help, and especially here at the holidays. And so Breda Pest Management wants to cover your family's Christmas this year. And,
we want to
make sure that that's one less thing you have to worry about. That's what we want to do, Peggy, if that's okay with you.
That is okay with me. Thank you so much.
Ken, hold on a second. You got that corporate American Express card. It's ready to swipe, baby. Well, you're taking care of the whole list for Peggy and her family.
That's correct, sir. We're going to take care of it all for them, so they don't have to worry about that. And they can hopefully have a very Merry Christmas.
Peggy, does it surprise you or does it shock you that a local company right here in our community hears your story and says, we never met you before, maybe we'll never work with you, but we want to take care of your family? Does that surprise you at all?
It gives me faith that there's still humanity left in the world, because there's so much bad that goes on that amazes me, but there's still good people. That's what I've been trying to teach my kids throughout their whole life, is if nothing else, be a good person.
You're trying to teach that to your kids. Meanwhile, they're asking for safes to keep their stuff.
They can still protect themselves.
Right. Life skills.
Well, if you want to support one of our other families, because Breda Pest Management took care of this family, they're doing a lot of other work with a lot of other families behind the scenes, but we still do need your help.
Yeah, we got 20 families that need your help. If you want to hop online, Walmart or Target or Amazon, you can buy as a digital gift card. Just send it to christmas@b985.com, and we promise the smiles will be there.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.